continue on this July 1st, what we're doing is we're watching the wires. Yes. We're monitoring the wires to see about any news.
Oh, the ticker. The ticker. The ticker's out of paper.
The ticker.
Kids, there was a machine in the sports office at the WBEN studios when I started there. And I think still was operational when I left. I mean, I left there in the winter of 99. I think it was still being, it would just spit out baseball scores and tennis scores and transactions.
The best.
And just running constantly. The reams of paper. Oh, my God.
Someone with the background who would know all about this is joining us now on the Wesher Hotline for Bulldog's birthday, and that is Tyler Dunn. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, what a festive occasion.
It is, isn't it?
Bulldog.
This guy.
It's a great day.
Look at you.
It's a great day.
Wow.
I asked a couple of your biggest fans to call in.
These are all such nice surprises.
What do you mean? We have Tyler on to talk about NHL free agency.
You're right.
Did I tell you that part?
I'm not the guy to ask for that. I don't know.
Well, it was nice of you to call in anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm feeling emotional over here. Mike is going above and beyond here on my birthday.
I'm not the guy to talk about it either. Like Tyler and I, and maybe sometimes not even you, are going, 15 rounds on the Justin Danforths of the world or anything like that. They tell me, who he is, and I'll try to figure out something to say. But Tyler, if you don't mind, like the Sabres are in this kind of place here in this town where people are just sort of waiting for it to turn around, and we've all been waiting a long time. To me, and I don't really know exactly how closely you follow it, but it just doesn't seem maybe as bad as ever. I don't know. We're dying for something cool, for some sort of real progress.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I guess the advice would be just to fire up YouTube and look back at those old 1996 Derek Plant at the blue line firing at Ron Tugnutt game 7. I don't know. Like, we just have to kind of keep reliving those glory days. It's going to take, I'm no hockey expert, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to be one signing, right? Like, even if something splashy were to happen, it's the ethos of the roster kind of needs to change. It needs to get bigger and tougher, and guys that you fear game in and game out. It's going to take a lot of work. And I don't know. I mean, I want the hockey team to be good in this town. That's for damn sure. I think a lot of people probably have forgotten what it was really like. I mean, it was electric to walk into those games. I mean, hell, I remember just being at school at Ellicottville, and you're just looking at the clock at third period, and you're like, hell, can we get to 3 o'clock so we can get the hell out of here and drive up to the arena for this playoff game? You centered your entire life around these games, and even in the regular season. I mean, I remember having the old satellite dish, and like, you just prayed that maybe you got Don Cherry on Hockey Night in Canada or the Empire feed, and Dad's out there adjusting the dish, and you're screaming back and forth, oh, right there, stop it right there. And yes, you got the game, 36 of 82. I mean, it was, when the Sabres are good, it's a different world around here, but it's going to take more than one signing today. So I guess I didn't really get my hopes up either way. I'm not tracking it nearly as closely as you guys. It'll be a rebuild, something people are used to.
Yes. Well, I did, I shouldn't put it in this kind of framework, but the free agency day, July 1st, the draft last week, we kind of have to focus on the Sabres for these few days. And, to varying degrees, maybe there'll be reasons to. Certainly the draft gives you that, but it takes away from the Bills thing. And I've been like, whenever I think about the Bills season coming up, I just feel like this is really maybe their best opportunity to get that one seed, Tyler. Like the way the schedule fell, where they've got good opponents, I mean, huge games, but they're all home games. And the division just is, so-so, it seems. Now we had, Miami with that trade yesterday has people wondering if like they're even going forward intentionally at this point. So, Kansas City in a tougher AFC West, it's just kind of like time for the Bills to take advantage of that. Last year they came so close, but I think you can be, and maybe should be, really optimistic here.
I'm right there with you. I know we probably were speaking in these terms one way or another the last few seasons, but it does seem like the division, the conference, just the way these teams are kind of retooling these last 4, 5, 6 months. I mean, the Bills are in a very, very healthy place. And, you know, yeah, I mean, Miami, just it is interesting with what they're doing. I love the trade for them. I think Minka Fitzpatrick is somebody you want in your locker room. Jalen Ramsey is somebody you don't want in your locker room at this point. But they, you know, they kind of lifted Tua up while he's on that rookie deal. They paid him, and now they're needing to kind of work around the fringes. It's on Tua to kind of lift everybody else up. And that's a difficult bet to make in cold weather games with his concussion history. I think the Patriots are coming. The Patriots are going to be good with Mike Vrabel and Elliott Wolf and how they've kind of rebuilt that thing. Talk about getting tougher. I mean, every pick, every signing, everything they've done all offseason long has Vrabel's fingerprints all over it. And Drake May, with a Diggs-like trade, I don't know what you get out of Diggs himself at this point, but if they can get a stud receiver like the Bills got in 2020, he could take a Josh Allen-like leap. I mean, he's freakishly talented, but it's not time yet. So, yeah, I guess that's a roundabout way of saying the division should be Buffalo's. They'll face the Chiefs in the playoffs, and then we'll see if all these guys they drafted on defense, all the guys they signed on defense, can deliver different results. It's crazy, but I think everybody, again, just wants to slam that simulate to January button for the Bills.
Right. I really like thinking about Miami here, and a culture cleanse seems like it was in order, and it seems like maybe that is exactly what they're doing. And now Waller today, a lot of tight end news. You Waller. Must love this, right, Tyler? Like, you're the tight end you over there, you are. And, there's another a move there to try to replace. I mean, I don't know how well that'll go, but that's a pretty wild story Waller's had, like, life-wise, career-wise even.
That's a hell of a tight end room. I mean, like, you've got Darren Waller and his past is well documented, his drug abuse, the fact that he's alive is a miracle, and he even went through it like that last year with the Giants and kind of opened up on that as well. But, you know, I spent some time with Julian Hill this offseason. He's right. Probably going to get more snaps and more targets, and he's somebody that grew up homeless in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Actually, that's where I had my first job. And he's just living house to house, floor to floor, sleeping with the cockroaches, like witnessing some absolutely brutal domestic abuse. His mom just couldn't shake her drug habit, and he opened up on everything. We've got a series up at the site. What a shameless plug. I know. I'm very sorry. But he's somebody that probably is going to play a bigger role. So the Dolphins are always fascinating. But it's weird. Like, if they've got Tyreek Hill and Waddle and Tua and Devon Achane, like, they've got weapons. I guess you have to take them serious. They did take the Bills down to the wire, and it required a 61-yard field goal from Tyler Bass. It's just, until they win a game when it's 3 degrees, I guess nobody's going to take them serious, right? They're a fair-weather team, it seems, until they can prove otherwise.
Literally, yeah. Darren Waller, last seen just missing the connection with Tyrod Taylor on that Sunday night game here with the Giants. Which would have been for the win on the last play. First and goal from the one. Where was Barkley? Didn't get the ball there. Didn't get the call there. He said it was Tyrod Taylor to Darren Waller. Incomplete. Well, Tyler, great to talk to you. Thanks for being a part of our being at our party today. And we'll catch up again soon.
Hey, is it 60 wings or 60 shots for the Bulldog tonight?
Wow.
Dude, I have so little chance at competing in any way, shape, or form in any of that.
You were ready to party when we were hanging out at that Sabre game. You're like, hey, let's hit the town.
Yeah, that
I remember.
That you know what that was? That was a bet I was willing to make that you'd say no.
let's go out after bet.
And I got cred for trying to be the ringleader. Like, oh, Bulldog, man, he's still raring to go. Like, no, when you said no, I was like, thank God almighty, Jesus.
we all do with life, right? Nobody actually wants to hang out.
No.
This happened to me last week after that draft I went to. It was late on a Thursday night, and suddenly, like, five guys were like, let's go somewhere else. And they picked out a place. So everybody piles out and heads for their cars. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm doing this. And then somebody said, oh, it's closed. I'm like, bye. got out of that one.
Right, yeah.
Thanks, Tyler.
Hey, thank you, guys. Happy birthday, brother.
Thanks, dude. Really appreciate it. Really nice. All right.
Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com.
60 wings.
Oh.
I had a single order of wings a couple Saturdays ago after golf. I brought 5 home for my wife.
What's the single going to be at
ten,
this establishment?
Ten wings. Five. Five.
So 6 is the number Tyler wanted.
And I was hungry when I started eating. Like, I'm cooked.
The 6 wing challenge is what you should
right.
be.
What
you
the
know,
heck is that?
Should be brought to you.
Weak.
We will talk to Paul Hamilton at 5. The Sabres have made a couple of signings today official. I'm not sure Justin Danforth has been made official yet. Bob McKenzie reporting that. No news on Byram. We will see what happens. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Again, Paul, in about 20 minutes. This is WGR.